Om Shanti. 19th November 2019, Tuesday. Essence, sweet children, listen to the one father alone and then relate to other what he says. Sweet children, listen to one father alone and then relate to others what he says. We have often heard in Murlis one statement that has often come, and that's hear no evil. And whenever Baba says hear no evil, he often relates it to the opinions of human beings. So here Baba is saying, just listen only to one father and don't listen to anyone. A very important question is whom we should not listen. First, human beings. And when Baba says human beings, it means their opinion, what they think. Because most of the time, it will be a very limited opinion, a very tubular opinion, a very narrow-minded opinion. So Baba says, don't listen to any of the human beings. You had been listening to human beings for such a long time, and what has happened? You have fallen down, you have deteriorated. So it's a time now to listen only to the one father. And don't listen to anyone. What he says and what the world says. Baba often says, judge for yourselves. What I say is right or what the world says is right. So, first is humans, mankind. Because mankind has always been biased, prejudiced. His opinion has always been tainted by his own experiences. Always it has the influence of the atmosphere he is born into. For example, the concept of heaven, if you see, there is one person who is born in desert-like areas where there is no rain. And for that purpose, person, the concept of heaven is very different. He thinks heaven is a place where there is a perpetual rain. Because in his place, in his village, in his childhood, he had never seen any rains. And they had to suffer in the scorching heat of the sun. The blazing land and the parched up land often made him to suffer in his childhood. That's why that person feels the heaven is such a place where there is raining continuously. Now there is another person who is born and brought up in an area where there is constant rain. And he had always the problem because of rains. There would be floods. And most of the time house is waterlogged. And lot of damages. The fields, the crops are getting devastated because of the thundering rainfall. So for this purpose, person, the concept of heaven is a place where there is no rain. So there are two persons born in different areas. For those two, the concept of heaven is different. Now, you cannot conclude. You cannot come to any conclusion if you listen to both of these people. So that's why human beings are always biased. So, their opinion can never be correct. That is the first thing. That's why Baba says, don't listen to their opinion. What they think, their philosophies, their principles, their tenets, their dogmas, and whatever. The second is scriptures. There is a lot of contradiction in scriptures even. One scripture counteracts other scriptures. Though the basic essence might be the same, but regarding certain dharanas, there would be a lot of difference in scriptures. Some scriptures would prohibit eating non-vegetarian food. Some would endorse them. So it's very difficult for human beings to understand which scripture is correct. Just as every potter praises his own pot, in the similar manner, every scripture praises its own religion or the religious founder. So you cannot say that this scripture is the only correct scripture. Because if you see, the underlying principle in all the scriptures are same. Some would say God is omnipresent, some would say he is not. Some would say he incarnates, some say he doesn't, he sends his messenger. So which one is true? It's very difficult to know, it's very difficult to understand. That's why whatever scriptures say, that cannot be the final word on religion. The third is bhakti, devotion. Baba says, don't listen to the things of bhakti. Enough you have listened. The so-called gurus, the so-called pandits and purohits, the priests, they have ruled this earth for quite a long time with their selfish motives and vested interests. They have milked humankind, exploited them like anything. That's why people have lost faith in most of the gurus. Because in the name of religion, they have practiced hypocrisy and deception. So Baba says, don't believe in any of the things which are told in the path of bhakti. Enough you have done bhakti, now listen to what I tell you. In today's Sakar Murli also Baba said, after bhakti, there is virag and then there you get gyan. The fourth is, don't listen to any of the materialistic philosophies, Bhautikvad. Because these are those set of people who do not believe in religion, who do not believe in God, who do not believe in spirituality. Their philosophy is eat, drink and be merry. In India, that philosophy is known as Charvak philosophy. In the Western countries, it is known as Epicurean philosophy. Epicurean means all relating to food. Just enjoy food, that's it. And Charvak says, what is the use of God? It's useless to ponder upon who is God, what is God, and who I am and what I am. Life is already so short. It's for enjoyment. It's like ice cream, eat it before you, it melts. Why are you wasting time in such philosophical and stupid questions? Where is the time? You have to enjoy life. So enjoy right now. So that is materialistic thinking. You have science. What do you want more? You have bodily pleasures. What do you want more? So bodily indulgence is of paramount importance to all the materialistic people of the world. Baba says, don't listen to them. Because what is the result of entire overall materialistic philosophies? Ultimate sorrow. Science, they brag of sorrow. Science, but science, because of its arrogance, has led to destructions in the world. So, don't listen to what the materialistic people say. Then, Gnostic, atheist, non-believers. There's another set of people who don't believe in God. The world is divided in three or four parts. First, three parts, atheist, who are non-believers. Second are theist, who believe in God, astic, gnostic. And third are agnostics, aggyevadi. They are known as agnostics. Agnostic, they are neutral. Okay, God is there, okay, fine. God is not there, it's also okay. They have no difference. He let him be there, let him not be there. No pope. It doesn't make any difference to them. If you are worshipping God, worship. If you are not, it's fine. It doesn't matter. They shrug their shoulders. So, theist, atheist and agnostics. Baba says, don't listen to atheist, nastikvadi. Because for them, the only reality is body, the visible, the palpable world. That's it. They do not know of something afar that exists beyond this physical world, beyond the material world. There is something, if they say that if you believe, show us under microscope, if you say, talking of soul, where is God? I can't see it. How can I believe? I believe only when I will see. That sort of philosophy. So, Baba said, don't believe to the Indies. Then next is fanatics, Kattarvadi. Don't believe in them. They say that our religion is the only religion in the world. Come to us, otherwise you will die. Come to us, then only you will get salvation. Come to us, surrender unto Jesus, otherwise you will go to hell. Come to us, then only you will, or some of the Hindus, they are very bitter and they are very much fanatics, practicing bigotry. So this fanaticism is an evil. Where the person says, my religion is the only religion in the world. This is the only path, the path. All whatever you are doing is wrong. So come to this path. And the world has bathed in blood because of this fanaticism. The entire Pacific, the entire Atlantic Ocean has been drenched in the human blood because of this fanaticism. So this fanaticism is a great evil. So Baba says, don't believe to what this fanatic says. And then seventh, parampara, traditions. Don't listen to the traditions. Why you are doing this? Because it is in our tradition. That's why we do this. Baba says, don't believe in all these traditions. These are all false traditions, pseudo traditions, which have not led to any development. Rather, human beings have deteriorated because of these so-called traditions of the world. So all those paramparas, all those traditions, all the rituals, all the ceremonials of the bhakti, whatever that is there, all about traditions, don't believe in any one of those traditions. And eighth, don't listen to that is manushya, human beings. What else? Inspirations, prerana. That might be your inspiration, but that not be true. So you don't have to believe. Somebody says, oh, I have got inspired that this pen is God. I got the inspiration. So you have to believe that this is God. That is your inspiration, not mine. Or somebody feels, I heard voices as if God is speaking with me. So that's your. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, these deities with trunks and tail. Monkey God and elephant God. Somebody feels that, okay, this is God. I have been worshipping this elephant-headed God. So, he is God. You also believe. Or somebody says this God with tail, monkey God. You have to believe in him. Because I saw him in my dreams. And he came in my dreams and said, do this. And he said that I will take you to God. So I have to believe. So don't believe in any of the inspirations, prerna, because they might be false. Sometimes they might be true also. If you see, in the world, lot of people got inspiration. It's not just Brahma. For him such divine knowledge is revealed. If you see the history from Copper Age till now, for example, in Christianity, already Christianity was there. But then Martin Luther came. And then he understood something else. And he decided that these popes are actually looting the public. So he created a new thing that is known as Protestants. So they are divided into two, Catholics and Protestants. But then, again further, there are so many divisions in Protestants and so many divisions in Catholics. Again, there is one more person, Joseph Smith. This Joseph Smith, as a child, is shown that he would not believe in the Christianity. Though his father, his mother, everyone would believe in scriptures, but he would just watch. He would see how that priest is coming, standing in the street and coming, "Oh, come ye all to God. Come to us, all of you." And Jesus is the only hope, the only salvation. But this boy would not believe. And one day, this boy gets revelation. He sees divine light descending. And then divine light is telling, "Go and search there. That is the new Bible which is hidden below." He goes and searches, and there is a new book that comes out, which is the modified version of Bible. And these people are known as Mormons. Mormons. And the new institution is created. That institution is known as Christ, Church of the Later Christ. So new branch has been created in Christianity because of this new person. And it was not his doing. And he also suffered so much. Because whenever there is a new movement, people start opposing. He was tortured. He was taken and his house was burnt. And so many things, so many atrocities were committed against Joseph Smith. Once he was sleeping, people came. And they said, "You are doing blasphemy." They took him and the burning coal was applied on his body. And he suffered so much because of a new religion was getting established, a new faith, a new branch. So this has happened every time. It's not for the first time. If you see from Copper Age till now, new people came, and whenever they came, any institution has to pass through three stages. First, opposition, or even before opposition, ridicule. They laugh at you. Ridicule. Second, opposition, virod, and third, acceptance. They are the three stages. So every religion has gone through. Islam, if you see, initial stages of Islam, people suffered so much. Muhammad and his followers, they had to suffer so much. So much atrocities were committed on them. So they had to suffer so much in the initial stages. There were people who would laugh at him. Buddha, if you see, he had to suffer so much. Mahavir, if you see, he had to suffer so much. Every institution, whenever it's a new concept, people don't accept. First thing, it is unacceptable. They are very comfortable. Actually, the real growth takes place when you go out of your comfort zone. So long as you are in the comfort zone, there is no growth. Come out of the comfort zone and the growth starts. And people don't want to come out of the comfort zone. They are so happy with the old scripture. Keep on doing bhakti. Ah, so nice. And somebody says, "Oh, you have to do churning." What churning? Bhakti is so nice. You don't have to remember anything in bhakti. You just have to sit. That's it. So Baba says, don't listen to any one of these things. So there are eight things like this. First, human beings don't listen. Bhakti, don't listen. Parampara, don't listen. This materialistic bhautikvad, don't listen. These scriptures, shastras, don't listen to them. Inspiration, don't listen to them. These nastics, don't listen to them. These are atheists. These fanatics, don't listen to them. And these paramparas, this tradition, this ritual, these ceremonials, don't listen to any one of this. Then whom to listen? only me. Baba says, listen only to me, what I tell you. That is the only truth. I tell you the truth, the only truth, and nothing but the truth. You know, in the court, they take the pledge, I will tell the truth. The only truth, and nothing but the truth. In the court. There was one dentist, he had to appear in court. So he said, I will tell the truth, the only truth, and nothing but the truth. So he would confuse truth with truth. So Baba said, just listen only to me. What I tell is the right thing. What I tell is the final thing. Just follow this. That's it. And then there's one more thing to do related to others. Don't waste your time in outworldly things, because Maya is very strong. In today's Murli also Baba said, Maya is very strong. There are some children who were staying in the center. She used to teach us. She was so nice, and now she used to teach us be pure, and now she has gone into vices. Maya is very powerful. That's why you have to remain very, very attentive, khabardar. Otherwise, you're gone. Khalas. Totally destroyed. So sweet children, listen to one father alone and then relate to other what he says. Om Shanti.